Books on Tape presents The First Tycoon, The Epic Life of Cornelius Vanderbilt by T.J. Stiles. Read by Mark Deakins. Part 1. Captain. 1794 to 1847. He is striking at everything. I am afraid of this man. Thomas Gibbons, December 12, 1822. I'd sooner have him with us than against us. William Gibbs McNeil, November 14, 1840. That Vanderbilt is a great... You must fill in the blank. Cortland Palmer, December 16, 1841. Chapter 1. The Islander. They came to learn his secrets. Well before the appointed hour of 2 o'clock in the afternoon on November 12, 1877, hundreds of spectators pushed into a courtroom in Lower Manhattan. They included friends and relatives of the contestants, of course, as well as leading lawyers who wished to observe the forensic skills of the famous attorneys who would try the case. But most of the teeming mass of men and women, many fashionably dressed, crowding in until they were packed against the back wall, wanted to hear the details of the life of the richest man the United States had ever seen. The trial over the will of Cornelius Vanderbilt, the famous, notorious Commodore, was about to begin. Shortly before the hour, the crowd parted to allow in William H. Vanderbilt, the Commodore's eldest son, and his lawyers, led by Henry.